Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is David Fournier from the 19th Hole Disc Golf News and Views with the Mental Game Series, sponsored by our good friends at DiscStore.com. Again, that's DiscStore.com. If you're an Ultimate player, you're looking to get into the Ultimate, the equipment, the jerseys, all the stuff that's there, DiscStore.com is your place. Disc golfers, you bet, DiscStore.com is your place to go. And by the way, they have a fully functional pro shop. You may know that they were the ones that did all the promotional materials for the Worlds up in Utah. Boy, what a great thing that was. Tomorrow night's episode, or the next episode, depending on when you listen to this one, is going to have Nova Polite from Team MVP, the FP50, Female Pro 50 World Champion, is coming on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So excited to talk to her again. She did the show with me back in March, and she was just a ton of fun, and I'm so excited and happy for it at the same time to hear what's happening next for her. Tonight's Mental Game Series talk is going to be quick. We're just going to spend a few minutes kind of going over some stuff. You know, I had a chance to play in a couple of PGGA MA60 C tiers and have done well, and I can feel good about that. But, boy, there are times out there on the course where it's really challenging, and you have to really think to yourself, man, how am I making this? How am I going to get this to work? How does it, you know, work out? And you have to really put it together. And I have to be honest with you, I think a lot of times I do these mental game series to talk to myself about my level of play, and hopefully you get something out of it, you know, too, as well. So let's get started. First thing I want you to remember is when we're out on the course, we're practicing, doing our field work, you've got to divorce the story of your limitations. You have to divorce the story of your limitations and marry the story of your success. You know, back, 2-3 months ago, I lost a blue one. I got it in my hand right now out at Woodman Hills. Just threw it into a bunch of muck and water, and I searched and couldn't find it. 2 months later, I got a text from a guy who says, hey, I found your dish. Shows me a picture of it. He meets me over at Cottonwood last night, like at 8 o'clock at night. He's practicing putting. Now, remember, these are two guys that have never met before in our lives. And he hands me the disc, man, thank you. I give him one of our $5 off disc store team member discount cards. We talk. I notice he's got a Soft Envy in the basket at Cottonwood he's practicing putting with. Oh, that's the same one. Two guys, absolutely no connection, never met each other before. Our love is disc golf, and we just started talking. We talked for about 15 minutes or so. I left with my disc. He got a coupon. We shook hands. He's got my number. Hey, if you have any questions about buying discs or looking for discs, let me know. Maybe there's something I can do to help you out. At the end of the day, we are so connected to our limitations, how I didn't perform well in a tournament, or how that wasn't the round I was looking for. Oh, I did. But we don't marry the story of our successes, meeting people that we have never met before, sharing our passion, our love for disc golf. Part of the mental game is get your head straight on how much disc golf matters to you, that you really want to be good at it, but you also want to be good for it as well. Think of it like this. No matter how you're playing, no matter what's going on out there, eventually you're going to get to the basket. So when people say, well, man, my goal is getting to the basket. Well, if you throw 1 foot at a time, sooner or later, you'll eat up 300 throws and you'll be in. It's not so much getting to the basket. It's about the form. It's about our abilities, our capabilities, about the practice that we put in to get us ready to get to that basket. A lot of times people focus, and this doesn't sound like a bad thing, but let me air it out with you. A lot of times people focus on their resources, what they've got available to them. These are my resources. I just recently did for the first time ever, it was harder than I thought it was going to be, but for the first time ever, I just recently did a what's in my bag. And I got to be honest with you, I only talked about 4 discs in my bag. Everybody knows you got more than 4, but nobody needs to know about that, right? And as I did that, I started looking at my discs as my resources. See, this will be the disc that gets me out of this, and this will be the disc that gets me out of that. Nothing wrong with that thinking, but it's kind of limited because we don't want to think about just our resources. We want to think about how resourceful we are. Think about that. Any one of these discs in anyone else's hands can get a completely different result, maybe a better one, maybe a worse one. They're the tools, and they are our resources, but really the mental game of disc golf, getting better, is understanding how resourceful you are. You've got to use your previous practice, your previous experience, your field work, and I love this term, because every time you go out and practice and you throw and you're learning things, you're getting what's called knowledge capital. I'm not a big investor, but knowledge capital simply means, hey, I've seen this before. I'm familiar with the scenario. The other night, Sunday, I can't remember what it was now I'm talking about, Saturday night, I went out with my son and a couple of his friends, and we went over to Jenkins Middle School, and we played, it's a little nine-basket course up there. We played around, and we got the whole seven. It is an ace-run festival. We easily, between the four of us, threw 200 discs at that thing. I'm going to brag a little bit here. That's right. I got one. But it was interesting after we were done and we were talking about it, how that the visualization of being able to think about, you know, when I was throwing at that basket, I was able to get this disc to go this way and fly this kind of route. So they took their resources. We're all doing ace runs. It's all about the glory. No worry about the overthrow it, underthrow it. Who cares? But in that moment, it's knowledge capital. Now, when I release it out of my hands, this is where it went. And you're learning, and then you're going to learn to be resourceful. Now, speaking of resourceful, let me give you a hot tip. Don't throw a disc you want to work. Throw the disc that will work. Me and my buddy, Sal, I love Sal. He's a good dude. He has got a mid-range, and I don't remember what particularly it is, but it's got the Captain America shield on it. It's a cool-looking disc. He wants to ace with this disc so bad. He wants to ace with that disc so bad. And I have the Sarah Hokum Crave in my bag, and I want to ace with that disc so bad that we both had taken that disc out and thrown it in baskets. That probably was not a great idea to throw at those baskets, but that wasn't the point. Well, we didn't get the results we were looking for. So remember, knowledge capital. Think about, oh, I've seen this before. I remember this. I know what to do. But don't throw the dish you want to work. Throw the one that will. There are three things I want to give you. I want you to think about these, and we'll get ready to close here in just a minute. I want you to think about, first of all, conditioning. Consistency is powerful. Consistency brings a lot of confidence, and it brings a lot of really well planned out results. Conditioning, that consistency is powerful. You know, on my job, I have a, when I answer the phone and when I'm cashing somebody out or when I'm giving them information, I use the same kind of thing every time. And the reason I do that isn't because I'm a super smart guy or a great salesman. It's because if somebody came back later and said, well, you told me this, I know I didn't because it's not in that range. We want to work with a certain conditioning scripts, working on those. Consistency is very powerful. I want to be able to get up and move. Secondly is rhythm. Practice moving from one part to the next part. Practice moving from one part to the next part with rhythm. If you've ever watched some of the greats out there, the Macbeth, the Paige Pierces, the Sarah Hokums, the Nova Police, Ricky Wasaki, when they're up in that tee box, you see them take several steps and swings and motions to begin to develop that rhythm, because they're already visualizing where that's going to go and how they want that throw to go. And then there's that final set, and then off to the races it goes. It's amazing to watch those guys do. So first of all, excuse me, conditioning. Secondly, rhythm. And then the most important part is synergy. It's putting the pieces together smoothly. Putting the pieces together smoothly. Now, there's a term in disc golf I know you guys are all familiar with. It's called grip lock. Grip lock. Grip lock. How many of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about? Grip lock typically occurs when Dave decides he can throw as far as Simon Lazat. And so Dave grabs his wave, you know, much like the one I just got back from that guy yesterday. And he is going to throw it 725 feet. And believe me, I can't. The problem is it'll be 725 feet. To the right, way right, into a backyard, through an open door, landing underneath the car in someone's garage. What happened there? What actually happened there? I had the conditioning of doing my drives. I had the rhythm in it. I had the synergy, the step, the X step, the moving behind. What actually transpired that caused that to happen was smoothly, thinking through my release starting in my mind and working my way through. Now, I want to leave you this. Do not find fault. Find a remedy. Do not find fault. Find a remedy. Now, I played a seat here up at Victor, Colorado at the Alta Vista Disc Golf Ranch. What a place. 9,400 feet, and I felt every bit of it. It's a tough course. You get out there on the front nine, I shot even. I felt really good about what I had accomplished out there. One miscue on that front nine, but I kind of recovered from it and, you know, made things work and pushed along. You got that back nine, and there are some challenges out there, absolute challenges. You've got to make your shot. And while I'm out there, there's some shots I really was not excited about, some huge mistakes I made. Now, there's a couple ways you can approach that. One of them is to walk up your disc and say to yourself, you suck. Well, you did on that shot. I did on that shot. And I can think about, it was my grip, wrong disc, hips in the wrong spot, the X step, you know. I can find all the fault I can, but that disc is laying there on the ground saying, what's next? What are we going to do? At this point, we've got to find a remedy. And remember, where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. So if I'm focused on, look at this horrible lie, I can't believe I just threw a Axiom Virus 25 feet. Whatever it is you want to tell, whatever story you want to tell yourself about how this is going to work out, I embrace that story. I get it. But at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is don't spend your time finding fault. Spend your time finding a remedy. My name is David Fournier from the 19th Hole Disc Golf News and Views Mental Game Series. Please join us tomorrow or the next episode on the roster as we welcome the world champion Nova Polite, FP50 winner, tomorrow. Hey, keep on discing, and thanks so much for hanging out.